The marathon is unpredictable, it's variable, it has a certain mystique and a romance about it that you can't put in a box and you can't write criteria for, you can't define, and that's the beauty of it.
That's former marathon world record holder Rob Di Castella of Australia, reflecting on the 2011 Boston Marathon, when Kenya's Jeffrey Mutai ran the fastest marathon in history, 2 hours, 3 minutes, 2 seconds. That incredible time, nearly a minute better than the previous best, is an indication of just how fast someone can run 26.2 miles. And it has marathon fans anticipating the biggest race of this year, the Olympics in London in August. Of course, the fastest marathoners in the world now come from Africa, and countries like Kenya and Ethiopia have dozens of runners to choose from as they assemble their Olympic teams. But the American team is set. Six men and women punched their tickets to London during the Olympic marathon trials in Houston on January 14th. Here now is Alex Ashlock, was in Texas for those trials, and he has this report.
Runners set. And off we go. The road to London begins in Houston.
This was the first time the men's and women's marathon trials have been held in the same place on the same day, and the competition attracted thousands of fans who lined the looping course, which started and finished on the Avenue of Americas in downtown Houston. Yeah. 36-year-old Meb Keflezighi became the oldest man to win the U.S. trials. He completed the mostly flat 26.2-mile course in 2 hours, 9 minutes, and 30 seconds. Keflezighi is the son of Eritrean refugees who fled famine and civil war on the Horn of Africa, coming to the U.S. 25 years ago. Running down the home stretch, he waved a small American flag he had snatched from a fan, a move he said was inspired by Joan Benoit Samuelson when she won the first women's Olympic marathon in Los Angeles in 1984. And at the finish line, his 74-year-old father, Rusum, hoisted Meb on his shoulders.
I feel great. I'm very glad, really. I'm proud of my son, too. Thanks to God. Thanks to God, great. He gave him a chance to win.
This will be Keflezighi's third Olympics. 8 years ago in Athens, he won marathon silver. He made the team this time around after recovering from an infected foot he suffered in the New York Marathon back in November. In that race, Keflezighi left a breathing strip meant for his nose inside his shoe, causing the injury and limiting his training for the trials. But it didn't seem to matter.
It's not about even first, second, or third. It's all about being the team. So it's just an honor to be on the stage, up on the podium, to be able to go to London.
The other members of the U.S. marathon team are Ryan Hall and Abdi Abdurrahman. Hall won the marathon trials 4 years ago. He finished 10th in the marathon in Beijing. Abdurrahman is on his fourth Olympic team, having qualified three times at 10,000 meters. Ryan Hall has been America's best hope in the marathon in recent years. In Boston last April, he ran the fastest ever marathon for an American, 2 hours, 4 minutes, and 58 seconds. But that was good for only fourth place, and he has never won a major marathon. He led this race from the starting gun, running the first mile in 4 minutes and 52 seconds, calling it practice for medaling in London this summer.
What it's going to take is running a race like we did today. I mean, you're going to have to go early, you're going to have to commit to the pace, and it's going to be a war of attrition out there. The marathon's changed. Sammy changed it. Guys aren't afraid anymore to go out hard, and so we got to be prepared to go out and, you know, run a very fast opening half.
Sammy was Sammy Wanjiru, the Kenyan runner who won the marathon in Beijing in 2008. It was a performance hailed as one of the top marathons of all time because of the extreme heat and humidity and Wanjiru's Olympic record time, 2 hours, 6 minutes, and 32 seconds. Wanjiru died in a fall from a balcony after a domestic dispute with his wife last May. Competing in just her second marathon, Shalane Flanagan won the women's race at the Olympic trials in Houston. Her time, 2 hours, 25 minutes, and 38 seconds, was more than 3 minutes faster than her first marathon. She believes she's capable of running even faster.
It just shows that there's more work to be done, and to put myself in contention in London. But it's encouraging to know that, you know, I'm making progress with each marathon.
Flanagan will be competing in her third straight Olympics. She finished third and won a bronze medal in the 10,000-meter race in Beijing. She leads an American team that will also include Kara Goucher, who ran the 5 and 10K in Beijing, and Desiree Davila, who will be making her Olympic debut. Davila was second in Houston. Goucher was third. When those women crossed the finish line in Houston, they were greeted by Olympic champion Joan Benoit Samuelson, who served as the official starter for the women's race.
I'm thrilled. Thrilled that they're representing the United States, and I'm thrilled I'm still involved in the sport, and it's going to be a great team in London.
To put things in perspective, American women have won only 2 medals in the Olympic marathon. American men have only 3 Olympic marathon medals in the modern era. Last Friday, 3 Ethiopian runners in the Dubai Marathon posted times faster than Ryan Hall's best. And Kenyan runners swept all 6 major marathons in 2011. So for the American marathon runners, the road to London may have started in Houston. Whether it also ended there remains to be seen.
Here and Now's Alex Ashlock. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.